姊妹平安。
After all the killings and cities of refuge that Pastor 小辉 shared about last week,
上周小辉牧师说到这个误杀人的如何跑到这城呢？他们得以存活。
We shall finish up the remaining portion of Deuteronomy chapter 19.
今天我们会继续探讨这个生命记以下的几个经文。
I'll be reading from verse 15 to 21 from the New Living Translation.
请大家翻到这个《生命记》十九章十五到二十一节。
Well, those of you who read Mandarin, you can see it on the PowerPoint. Okay, pardon me if I move around a little because I have a bit of hyperactive genes in me.
抱歉，我必须走来走去，因为我有点多动症哈。
So if you get a bit giddy, please excuse me.
如果你的头晕的话呢，求你抱歉。
Okay, in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. Wow, the power is so strong. Okay. You must not convict anyone of a crime on the testimony of only one witness. The facts of the case must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If a malicious witness comes forward and accuses someone of a crime, then both the accuser and accused must appear before the Lord by coming to the priests and judges in office at that time. The judges must investigate the case thoroughly. If the accuser has brought false charges against his fellow Israelite, you must impose on the accuser the sentence he intended for the other person. In this way, you will purge such evil from among you. Verse 20, then the rest of the people will hear about it and be afraid to do such an evil thing. You must show no pity for the guilty. Your rule shall be life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Isn't it interesting that a common phrase of eye for eye, tooth for tooth so clearly stated in the Bible?
难道你们不会觉得很奇怪吗？这个以眼还眼，以牙还牙，其实在圣经上是可以找到的。
So some of you might be thinking now, haha, now I can have my revenge because the Bible permits so.
既然圣经这么说，哈，现在我可以尽情的报仇。
So before we study these verses, let me share with you something on an eye to an eye.
还没有我们分享这经文的时候，让我跟大家分享一件东西。
Well, a few months ago, we were living under the illusion that we are in Genting Island.
几个月前呢，我到这个云顶去。
不是我到云顶。
不是你啊。
We were living under the illusion, of 我们在活在那个云顶高原的假象当中哈。Yeah. Right. Instead of fresh air and the misty, cool, air that we can breathe.
我们以为我们有清新的这个空气可以来呼吸。
We were actually suffering from the haze and hot choking air.
可是当时我们所经验的是那个可怕的一个烟霾。
I heard from the news recently that if the wind changes direction, we may be under such illusion again.
如果风向再转的话呢，可能我们继续在这样的幻想当中。
Well, there was no escape from this haze because our neighboring country kept blowing it to us, and we are just a little red dot.
我当时我们知道我们没有办法来逃避这样的一个烟霾，因为这个风向呢往那边邻国吹过来。
And about the same time, some of you might have read in the newspaper that our Singapore Flyer was going bankrupt.
我们也听到说，哎，当时我们听到这个摩天轮呢要走向这个破产的状况。
That's the haze. You know, that's how bad it was at the time.
在背后就是那个烟霾的状况哈。
So someone came up with a brilliant idea.
有一个人出来一个非常好的一个建议。
Why don't we convert this Singapore Flyer into a gigantic fan?
把这个变成一个大风扇。
Blow the haze back to the country, especially to the one who said that we whine like a little child.
把那个烟霾吹到那个从那个发起的国那边去。
Let him have an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
The next slide, please. Yeah. Okay, regarding the haze, I must share one testimony.
这边我做关于这个烟霾，我要做一个见证。
Whereby we saw God's divine intervention.
在这见证里头，我们看到主耶稣他亲自的干涉。
Many of you were involved in the noodles distribution for our community at Spooner Road on the 23rd of June 2013.
记得在当时呢，6月23号的时候，我们有一群人呢，包括你们有些人呢，也我们到那个穷苦地方呢去分派这个面食。
Can you see yourself up there? Yeah, you're very brave. I was trying to distribute masks to all of you, but nobody wanted any.
大家都冒着这个烟霾的这个情况去分发这个面食。
Days before the event, I received many SMS from church leaders and fellow team members that I may have to cancel this distribution.
在这个活动前的几天呢，有好多的弟兄说，我们可能要准备要取消这样的一个项目。
I told my operation team, if the PSI drop below 100, we will proceed.
我跟团队说，如果这个污染指数呢，低过100的话呢，我们就会继续的进行这样的活动。
That Saturday before 23rd of June,
在那个星期六的时候
，I was giving a financial talk in one of the hotel in town.
我在这个一个酒店呢，在给一个财务管理的这样一个小的研讨会。
I remembered very clearly the haze was the PSI was keep it was going up.
我知道那是那个污染指数不断的上升。
And my colleagues who has an iPhone, I don't, yeah, and he has been keeping me up an hourly update on the PSI.
我的同事一直给我一直不断的新的消息，关于这个污染指数。
I remembered very clearly at 12 noon that day, the PSI went up to 321.
我们知道是当时到十二点的时候呢，这 PSI 到了这个321点。
In my heart, I was thinking, okay, I will have to cancel the event.
我心想，哎呀，我们必须得看样子要把这样的一个活动取消。
It wouldn't be possible for PSI to drop within 24 hours from 321 to below 100.
321怎么如何降到100呢？这是不太可能的事情。
After I said that, words came to me.
当时我有上帝的话来到我脑子里。
Our Lord can move mountains.
如果我们上帝是可以移山的话呢，这个烟霾算什么呢
？I prayed.
我祷告。
God, may Your will be done.
上帝全让你的旨意成全。
When I finished the financial talk at 2 p.m.
到我演讲后呢，不2点钟的时候
，My colleague came to tell me.Hey, the PSI has dropped to 72.
我的同事打来跟我说，哎，那个污染指数掉到72点。
I was like, Are you sure?
我说你肯定吗
？Do you read it correctly?
你正确吗
？Maybe you miss a two in front.
是七十二还是372呢
？The PSI had indeed dropped to 72 within 2 hours.
真的在2小时内呢，那个点呢，落掉到从321到72点。
Few days after the event, I was checking the NEA website for the latest PSI rating.
几天，我回去调查这个从这个环境局呢，他们那些图画。
Yes, I came about this satellite haze map.
我看到这样子的一个光景。
Well, I found the curve very interesting.
我觉得这样子的一个烟霾的这个状况非常的有趣。
And I consulted.A Ministry of Education Geography Scholar.
我问了我们在座的一个这个地理的这个学者。
Well, he explained to me how the wind blow here from the south to the north.
他告诉我这个风向怎么样吹来吹去呢
？And how the wind blow there from the left, from the west to the east.
从这吹到那吹到这。Yeah.
And that's how you got that curve.
所以你有这样子的一个。
Can we go back to the previous slide, please? Yeah.
回到这样子的一个。
Yeah, that's how you get the curve.
所以这样子的情况会产生。
I was like, okay, yes, pretending that I understood everything that he said.
所以我假装我什么都听得懂。
Actually, my mind was blown away long ago.
其实我完全都不知道在说什么东西。
I'm glad that my geography teacher is not here today, right?
还好我的地理老师现在不在场。
Yeah, I think she's attending the main service at the other side.
她在大堂参加那个。
Mrs. Ng was my geography teacher.
大家知道是 Mrs. Ng。
Okay, when I showed the scholar the next picture,
当我把这个图画给他看的时候呢
，he studied it intensively for a long time.
他很仔细的研读了一下
，and he told me he did not have any answer of why there was a deep curve like a gulf which excluded Singapore from the thick haze.
他不知道当天为什么有这样的情况呢？特别把新加坡呢就绕了。
You see the little red dot there?
看到我们那个红点吗？
That's Singapore. All right? And you see the curve, the dotted lines that excluded Singapore from the thick haze at the time.
当时在这个重重的这个烟霾当中呢，新加坡就没有被侵染到。
It struck me immediately, it's the hands of God, a divine intervention.
这是神自己来帮助我们。
A week or so later,
一个星期后呢，
a pastor from another church shared a similar graph.
另外一个牧师也分享同样的一个图画。
And the picture was taken exactly on the 22nd of June, the day the PSI dropped from 321 to 72.
那时呢，那个照片也是从这个星期六呢，从十二点到两点之间呢，那个 PSI 如何掉到七十二的时候。
Many Christians were praying against the haze.
许多基督徒当时都在祷告。
While people saw us as whining children, our heavenly Father heard our cry and intervened.
上帝听了我们祷告，他就亲自来帮助我们。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Okay, let's get back to today's verses before we get lost in the thick haze.
我们现在再回到我们今天所要研读的经文。
Okay, in verse 15 to 21, there were guidelines given regarding witnesses in the judicial system.
从十五到21节呢，我们看到是我们关于这个在这个司法制度的见证者的一个状况。
They were driven by a concern for righteousness and justice in the judicial procedure.
当时一个公义和公正的这个司法制度是非常重要的。
Verse 15 calls for more than one witness when there's an accusation of crime.
第十五节我们看到，如果要定案的话呢，我们就要两到三个证人才能够定案。
No, that okay. He translated faster than what I spoke. There's a need to have two or three witnesses to establish a case. Okay, in verse 16 to 21, there are instructions given in dealing with witnesses.
然后十六到二十一节呢，他有非常清楚的指示，教导说我们当时怎么样做见证，怎么样做审判。
The man involved must stand before God, priests, and judges.
那个人参与者呢，必须站在神和审判官之面前。
They are to be conscious of God's presence and supervision of the legal process.
他们必须很清楚神在他们当中。
And thus not to give false testimony.
所以不可以作假见证。
The judges are to investigate the case thoroughly and punish anyone giving malicious testimony.
审判官必须细细的研究这个案子呢，以不让那些人有作假见证的情况。
The punishment will be according to the intended punishment if the accused is convicted.
如果你作假见证的话呢，你的罪呢就好像那个被告者这样的被定罪。
Meaning, if an accuser accuses someone of stealing and the punishment is to have the hands chopped off.
如果你是作假见证，要诬告一个人呢，来他你的罪行，那个人如果是成立罪行成立的话，他必须把手斩断。
When the accuser is found to have given false witness, he will have his hands chopped off instead and the accused released.
一旦发现到那个人是作假见的话呢，同样的惩罚也会临到这样的人身上。
That's what verse 21 is highlighting. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
所以这里说到以牙还牙，以眼还眼，就是这样的意思。
It is not to condone taking revenge or getting even.
这边不是让我们纵容这个报复的这个态度。
The purpose of verse 21 is to flush out the false witnesses.
那目的是要把这个假作假见的作恶的。
So as stated in verse 20, the rest of the people will hear of this and be afraid.
我们只有恶者从那边除掉，让其他人看到了就害怕。
And never again will such an evil thing be done among you.
就不会以后就避免人家作假见证来陷害他人。
It acts as a deterrent to false witness in legal proceeding.
这成为一个东西来避免大家作假见证。
This is generally known as lex talionis. Okay, I'll try to show off a little. Yeah, lex talionis. That is the law of retribution or retaliation.
这就是那个报应和报复的这个法则。
Interestingly, this was also found in ancient Near East documents.
这样子的情况呢，当时在这个近东的一些文字里，有找到这样子的一个法律。
This principle was supposed to be a guarantee of justice rather than a license for vengeance.
这个原则是给大家每个人都有这个保证，每个人都有听神的这个权利，而不是一个给大家报复的这个借口。
The Old Testament recounted several cases whereby people abused this judicial procedure, but God's justice prevailed.
我们在旧约圣经看到许多作假见证的，企图在这个利用这个司法制度来陷害他人的情的例子。
In 1 Kings 21,
在列王记上
，King Ahab wanted to purchase Naboth's vineyard.
亚哈王呢想去购买这个拿伯的这个葡萄园。
When Naboth refused to sell because that is was passed down from his forefathers,
但是那个拿伯这个原主呢，他不想把这个园卖出去，因为他是祖先留下给他的。
Queen Jezebel arranged for a mock trial whereby two villains accused Naboth of giving false, of cursing God and the king.
所以当时呢，他的妻子耶洗别呢就故意弄了一个假的这个审讯呢，找了两个假的见证人来陷害拿伯。
Poor Naboth was then dragged out of the town and stoned to death.
结果拿伯呢是最后呢是被抓到城外呢，被石头活活的打死。
If we were Naboth's family member, what would we do? Would we,
如果你是拿伯的家人，你会做什么呢？
Would we plot a coup and attempt to assassinate King
Ahab? 我们会起他造反呢，还是刺杀这个秦这个不是秦始皇这个亚哈王？
秦始皇 ，OK, a different history. One is, but it's quite close. Yeah, okay. Before Jubilee Church moved to this piece of land,
在其实他还没有来到这块地之前呢。
We were actually located at the junction whereby CTE sits today.
我们其实原来的地方是在这个我们的这个 CTE 快速公路的，就是离这不远的那个桥下。
Yeah, can you see that picture with the red arrow?
那个红箭头只是上次我们的原来的地方是在那边。
And that was where we were many years ago.
很久前我们在那边崇拜。
But this place was formerly known as Outram Hill.
这个地方叫做当时的欧南山 Outram Hill.
Yeah.Believe many of you have not seen these photos and how our old church building looks like.
可能大家都没有见过，这是我们的旧教会的这个建筑物。
Well, in 1960s, the authority wanted to widen Outram Road.
当时呢，1960年的时候呢，这个当时政府想要发展这个地方。
And requested Jubilee to move somewhere else.
要求教会移动地点。
We were given three choices.
我们给予三个选择。
One is take that compensation, which was pathetic, and look for a place yourself.
第一，来接受一个非常小的一个赔偿金。
Or two, exchange for a piece of land outside Tiong Bahru, Tanjong Pagar area.
交换另外一个地方呢，在 Tanjong Pagar 以外的地方。
And third, take this land, which is called Outram Hill, without any access route.
或者就用这个现在我们在做的这个 Outram Hill 呢，当时呢没有路进来的。
Tough decision for the early leaders because we seems to be at the losing end.
当时教会的领导面对非常大的一个挑战和抉择。
Jubilee Church Kindergarten, Chinese Kindergarten, also had a wonderful building located at Trust Street, used for education and church ministry.
当时我们还有我们的这个新州幼稚园也在这个 Trust Street 那边呢，用来做教育和这个事工的工作。
Slightly more than 20 years ago, we were told to relocate because the authority had some plan for urbanization.
20年前为了发展的地方呢，我们也被拨离开这个地方。
You see the red the words there with the arrow showing the school bus?
那个是我们以前的校车。
Not only was Chinese kindergarten the first kindergarten in Singapore, we were the first kindergarten to offer school bus services.
我们喜贤堂的这个新州幼稚园 不只是当时新加坡第一个幼稚园，也是第一个幼稚园有提供这个巴士车的服务的。
As King Solomon wrote, there's nothing new under the sun.
所以我们说，在世下没有新的东西哈。
Let's come back to Naboth.
回到这个拿伯这个人。
Jezebel abused the judicial system, but she forgot that God was present.
这个当时的耶洗别王后呢，他滥用了当时的这个司法制度呢，但是他忘了神在其中。
God's divine sentence of eye for eye, tooth for tooth were declared upon them.
当时呢，神就用这个以眼还牙、以眼还牙的这个经历来到他们，临在他们身上。
As stated in 1 Kings 21,
在这个列王记上21章的时候呢，
Prophet Elijah told the king that the place where dogs licked up Nabal's blood, dog will lick up your blood.
当时先知以利亚呢，他指着王说，狗在何处舔拿波的血，你也被那在何处呢舔你的血。
And in verse 23 he says, dogs will eat Jezebel's body at the plot of land in Jezreel.
狗也在耶基列的外国呢，必吃耶洗别王后的肉。
In fulfillment of this oracle, King Ahab was shot by a random arrow in a battle to reclaim one of the cities of refuge.
不久后呢，这个亚哈王确实在战场上呢，被一个随意来的这个箭呢给杀死了。
That was the armor that he wore. So a bobo shooter at the time of the enemy was shooting an arrow aiming at just the air towards the Israelite army, and he shot this King Ahab while he was on his chariot.
当时撒那是自己人呢，他们原来是射向这个敌人的地方呢，不小心呢，随意的射到他的身上。
You see that it is so difficult to aim and sought to shoot through that armor.
在那中铁甲中间呢，很难去射到甲中间的那个空间。
But it happened.
当时就确实准准的就射到他的心。
So his blood-stained chariot was brought to the pool of Samaria for washing, and the dog indeed licked up his blood.
所以当时呢，他的战车充满血的战车就跑到这个撒玛利亚地方的那个池那边去学，然后当时流到地上的血呢，是由狗来去舔的，就成就了这个先知所说的话。
As for Queen Jezebel, she was the main false witness.
然后这个耶洗别王后呢，她最后被指控呢作假见证陷害人。
She lived many more years until 2 Kings.
当时她活得比这个亚哈王比较长。
But she was tossed out from her own window and she fell to her death.
当时呢，不过最后她死状是非常惨的，她被人呢从这个窗口上把她丢下来，结果让狗来舔她的血。
He interpreted in advance again. Yeah.
有先知之名。
Her blood, prophetic. Yeah, her blood licked up.And her flesh eaten by wild dogs.
Oh, 是不是这样子？
So that was really bloody, wasn't it?
所以这非常血腥的案子都发生了。
From the above account, we are indeed reminded that God is in charge.
所以我们重新被提醒呢，神在我们当中，他既在掌管这世界。
Justice is in the hands of our God.
公义在神的手上。
And it is God's timing, not ours.
而这个公正呢，是在神的时间，不是我们的时间。
Coming back to Jubilee story,
回到我们喜年堂的故事。
Many did not know that in 1968 Jubilee Church was growing, and we needed a bigger space to build our church.
当时1968年呢，我们需要一个更大的教会来地方来建我们的喜年堂。
We wanted to purchase a piece of land at York Hill, which is just behind this hill. Okay.
当时我们是想说去购买一个地呢，在 York Hill， 就是在旁边那边呢，来建我们的新教会。
It would cost us more than $500,000, and we could not afford it.
当时呢，我们确实付不起。
Yeah. By the way, York Hill is where Outram Secondary School resides now.
现在的这个欧南。中学就是在 York Hill 那边。
In the past, they had a children home and an orphanage there. I'm not sure whether it is still there.
当时那是有一个孤儿院在那，不知道现在还在不在那。
We are actually on a very hilly terrain.
其实这个地方呢，相当的有许多山区哈。
We have Outram Hill here.
我们有这个欧南山。
York Hill at the back.
有 York 山。
啊，约克山哈。
约克山。
We have Pearl Hill near Outram MRT station.
还有珍珠山，就是珍珠坊那边的那个欧南 MRT 那边。
Okay, 2 years later, the authority offered us the option to move.
所以两年后呢，政府给我们这个选择去搬迁。
We were given option to this piece of land.
其中一个选择是这块地。
A 40,000 square feet land, forested land.To exchange for 8,000 square feet old church building.
我们可以他们从8,000的这个平方米呢，换到现在地方呢是40,000平方米的地。
However, this Outram Hill had no access road.
当然这个地方是比较荒的一个地方，没有路能够进来。
Well, we nearly had to take helicopter to church today.
所以我们要坐直升机进来崇拜。
Well, actually not a bad idea. Maybe Pastor Xiao Hui can do abseiling from the helicopter to raise some fund for the lift project, right?
Yeah, yeah. 可能每个周我们看到小慧从那直升机降落下来。
Yeah, but God was in charge.
但是神继续的保守我们。
And He's still in charge today.
今天继续的保守我们。
God opened this 36 feet road for us for $1 a year.
上帝给我这些，我们开了一条路，就是这洗莲堂，这从上山的这条路呢，36尺长的宽，一个月一年的租金才$1。
For information, the road you drove up this morning or you climb up this morning, it does not belong to Jubilee Church. It belongs to YWCA.
这条路来到我们教会是上山这条路呢，其实是 YWCA 下面那个读者。
We merely rent it from them.
我们只用$1呢来租用他们这条路。
What can you buy with $1 this day?
这时候呢，一块钱我们能够买什么东西呢？
To rent it would cost us thousands of dollars a month.
想象如果我们要租用这样地的话，我们要还多少的租金？
So when you walk up the slope next week,
下周呢，如果你走上这个山的时候呢？
Alright, do not complain and say, "Wow, so tired."
不要抱怨说这个山。
So steep, so hot, perspiring.
爬这山的时候呢，你要记得要感恩呢，不要整天抱怨。
Yeah, maybe you should raise up your hand, look upon the cross of this church.
可能我们一边走呢，我们举起手呢，望着我们十字架。
And say thank you, Jesus, for this $1 road.
感谢主。
Amen. Hallelujah.
给我们这个一块钱的路。
At that time, there were also squatters occupying this land.
当时还有一些的这个
非法居留者，
非法居民呢，在旁边住着呀。
Yes.We had to compensate them about $30,000 to $40,000 to vacate them.
我们如果要他们离开的话，我们要赔偿他们$3,000-$40,000.
That was a lot of money for the church. Only had $200,000 left.
但是教会我们只有$200,000在银行里头。
Well, the squatters went to see our late Reverend Shi.
当时呢，这些无业流民呢，跑到见我们当时的牧师，叫做实习生。
徐颂光牧师。To discuss compensation.
来谈下的，我们怎么样子来谈这个交易或者、
However, Reverend Shi came from mainland China, and he could only speak Mandarin.
但是我们的徐崇光牧师他只会讲普通话，所以不会跟他们交流。
Yeah, the squatters spoke only local language or dialect, and Reverend Shi could not understand them.
这些非法流民，但是他说的是当时的方言呢，他不太懂得怎么跟他们交流。
Yeah, so it was like a chicken and a duck. 乖乖。咕咕咕，乖乖，咕咕咕。
有当时情况，犹如鸡同鸭讲啊，谁都不太清楚。
In God's timing,
在神的时间下
，the squatter pack up and move out voluntarily.
最后呢，神的旨意下，这些无业流民呢，他们就自己离开了，选择离开了。
And Jubilee Church did not pay a single cent to vacate them.
我们一分钱也不用出。
Going back to the judicial system in Deuteronomy chapter 19.
回到我们的这个司法制度，在这个生命记十九章的司法制度。
Jesus himself was a victim of the abuse system.
耶稣本身也是这个司法制度的滥用的受害者。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 59 to 61.
在马太福音26:59-61的时候，我们读到。
We read that Jesus was framed, and this led to his death on the cross.
我们知道看到耶稣是被作假见证人来陷害他、控告他，最后死于这样子的一个陷害。
He was mocked, whipped.
他被嘲笑，他被鞭打。
By the way, the whip that they used at the time is not the same cane that your mother used it on you.
当时他那个鞭呢，不是像我们现在父母用的那个藤条。
It's made of.You can see from there, it's made of leather strip with sharp bones and metal balls tied to it, sometimes with hooks at the end of the tips.
是这样子的一个鞭，后面还有绑着这个石头或者一些钩呢，当你打的时候呢。
Can you imagine how it tore Jesus' flesh the moment the Roman soldier pulled back the whip?
你可以想象当时呢，在鞭打上耶稣的时候呢，他们如果拉回来的时候呢，那个疼痛是多大的一个。
He was possibly slapped by the soldiers.
他被军队来虐待。
And he was probably stoned by the people.
用石头来丢他。
Yeah, people at the time loved to throw stones, huh? So maybe that's how they invented shot put in the Olympic. And Jesus was also deprived of food, water, and sleep before his death. When he was thirsty, the soldier gave him wine vinegar through a sponge stick.
当时呢，如果他渴的时候呢，这个当时的这个军队呢，给他这个海绵里呢放些醋来给他舔。
He suffered further emotional and physical abuses before dying on the cross.
精神上、身体上受到极大的虐待。
Speaking on of a sponge on a stick and wine vinegar.
你想象这个海绵呢，有放那些这个醋在上面。
Have you ever thought of why would someone bring a pot of wine vinegar and a sponge to a hill whereby they're going to nail and kill the criminals?
为什么有人当时的有人会把这个醋和这个海绵呢带到这个哥哥他山上呢？
By the way, Golgotha, okay, let me show you Golgotha, right? Give you a bit, because we hardly get to go there. Yeah? In 1900, that's how Golgotha looked like. Now it looks like a three-eyed monster because of erosion. So at the time, was the soldier going to prepare a dish of salad with wine vinegar?
是他们当时是不是为上帝准耶稣准备这个salad呢？有这些醋。
Was the sponge meant for washing up the pots and pans after cooking?
这醋是用来做什么呢？是为了洗碗来用呢？还是什么呢？
The sponge was meant for washing up, all right, but it was not for pots and pans.
是的，是用来洗一些东西，但是不是为了碗碟来洗的。
Let me share with you a little on the Romans' daily living at the time.
我跟你分享当时的这个罗马的生活习惯是怎么样子的。
More than 2,000 ago, the Romans already had top-of-the-art sanitary system.
所以两千年内，这个罗马帝国呢就有很先进的这个厕所。
Archaeologists found this structure, which was the mobile toilet of Romans.
这就是当时的这个移动厕所。
Yep, the one on the left. That's you can see that was the, what the archaeologists found.
那个左边他们在考古学家已经找出来的。
Yep, that was the right side is the remake of what. Actually, how it looks like.
就是当时的移动厕所是这样子的。
Yeah. So the people doing their business will sit side by side with their long tunic covering their private parts.
当时呢，他们如果要大便的话，就蹲在那边呢，用他们的长袍呢来盖着他们的私处。
Okay. Never mind. You don't understand. Okay.
就大家不要想象太多。
Okay, their poo will drop into the drainage system below, whereby used bath water or water not meant for drinking will wash them away.
所以他们大便就掉在那个沟那边呢，那些水就把它冲走。
So after they finish their business, they will use the sponge on the stick to go through the bottom keyhole to clean their butt.
然后他们事情过后呢，他们就用这个海绵呢放在这个木这边来去弄干净。
They will then wash the sponge at the drain right in front of them and put it back into the rock basin you saw earlier for others to use.
他们骂了之后呢，就用这个水呢，把这个海绵洗了一下，然后再挂回原来的地方。放回原来的那个地方哈。
Yeah. So how clean can you wash that sponge that when the feces get stuck in the sponge?
这是非常不卫生的，你可以看到大家重复的用这样的海绵呢，是不太卫生的。
Yeah, maybe you like to wash your toilet paper after use and dry it and then reuse them.
就像我们用厕纸这样用了过后呢，烘干了再重新再用啊。Yeah.
Many got infected due to the sharing of sponge.
很多人因为这样子情况下呢，他们就被染上感染了啊。
To solve this problem, each begins to carry his own sponge stick.
所以为了解决这个问题呢，每个人都自己拿自己的海绵和他们的那个竹竿。
They also discovered that wine vinegar can help to disinfect the sponge.
他们也发现到这个醋呢能够消毒。
And that was the abuse Jesus had to go through.
当时耶稣是这样子被虐待的。
Filthy sponge meant to clean the butt, and wine vinegar meant for disinfecting the sponge. Given him to drink.
用来抹屁股的海绵呢，还有这个用消毒的这个醋呢，来去给耶稣喝。
After the abuses, when Jesus was on the cross,
当他们虐待上在十字架上的耶稣后，
nailed there, he didn't summon his angel to come down to take revenge.
耶稣没有叫他们的众天使下来报仇。
He did not practice an eye for an eye.
他没有说到以牙还牙。
He did not say, angel, that one, he gave me 15 whip. This one, 10 whip. Own time, own target, carry on.
他没有叫到天使下来呢，这个给我五十鞭，你给他死，那个给我喝海绵呢。
He didn't say, this lady threw a stone at me. I got one big baluku here. Do it to her.
他没有求到天使下来为他报复。
And then that soldier, he's the one who stuck the filthy sponge on my face, stuck it through his nostril.
Yeah, 我们为了这个报仇。
Jesus was truly human.
耶稣是一个人。
But he didn't do it the human way.
他的反应不是一般人的反应。
He suffered, but he did not take revenge.
他接受承受这些的痛苦，但是他没有报复行动。
He merely entrusted himself to the one who judges justly.
他把他的那个状况呢，交在这个天上的这审判官。
He displayed grace and mercy on the cross.
他为了这样子呢，他施舍他的这个恩典。
His last words on the cross were.
他最后在死之前，他的是这样子说。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Can you imagine after all the hurts and abuses, all he said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
可以想象，这样子被折磨后呢，他最后的问，竟然是为他们祷告说，天父啊，你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
I believe at the same time, the disciple would have recalled Jesus' teaching on giving the left cheek when someone slapped them on the right.
我相信呢，当时呢。 门徒当会想象耶稣的教导说，有人打你六脸的时候呢，连左脸给他打。
And the teaching on walking the extra mile and forgiving 77 times 7 times.
有人逼你走一里路呢，你就同他走两里路。
Some of you might be thinking, Elder Jonathan, what happened to Chinese kindergarten story?
有人在问我，请继续讲下这个我们的这个幼稚园的故事。
Well, I didn't forget.
我还没忘记。
Early leaders of the kindergarten worked very hard to negotiate to retain the church, the building, or convert it to other uses.
当时呢，这当时的领袖呢，我们继续的跟政府谈判呢，希望把这个地方留下来呢，做其他的公用。
The children are really wonderful, isn't it?
这是当时我们的一些学生。
They went to see MPs and the Prime Minister, but were not successful.
但是他们去了，就见了那个当时国会议员，甚至这个总理呢，但是却没有成功。
They had no choice but move.
他们没办法，只好搬迁。
Although they managed to up the compensation from 190,000 to 220,000.
所以当时呢，我们他们愿意把赔偿金提升到19万和22万。
The place was ultimately leased to a nightclub for $4 million.
当时呢，最终呢，那个地方是租借给一个夜总会。当时的那个租借那个成本是400万元。
Till today, there's resentment and bitterness over this issue, as it was termed as daylight robbery.
直到现在呢，我们每个心中都有一些酸溜溜的感觉。为什么当时这样的不公平的情况发生呢？
Previous slide, please. This place was once a noble site in educating the young and a holy place whereby we worship our Lord.
那栋在 Trust Street的建筑原来是一个神圣的地方，也是我们教育年轻人的地方。
Now it's a filthy place of sin.
现在是一个充满这个罪恶的夜总会。
I visited the place 10 years ago and the Trust Group Trust School sign is still there.
我去10年前呢，在去那边看的时候呢，我看到那个。 Trust Street School 这个标志还在那个墙上。
Well, you can see behind the wonderful children.
那个箭头那边指着那边。
I went back again recently, but it was gone.
我最近再回去看的时候呢，已经不在那了。
Yeah. The only changes is that 10 years ago the nightclub was called 新天地, now it's called 王庭。
但是那个夜总会从新天地变成这个, 王庭啊。
Yeah. So as Christian, how would we see this?
所以我们这些基督徒，我们怎么样看待这样的一个事情呢？
In our life, we might have experienced many injustices.
在我们的生活中，我们肯定遇到很多不公平的事件。
Friends belated us, badmouth us, betrayed us.
朋友来背叛我们，来背后说我们的闲话。
Colleagues backstab us, gossip about us.
在这个工作上呢，我们的同事们呢，诬告我们。
Bosses treated us unfairly.
我们的老板。 不公平地对待我们,
rob us of our credits,
把我们的那个东西拿去,
You feel like giving him an eye for an eye, or maybe even worse.
你想报仇，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Next slide, please. Yeah, sorry, that's Jia Jia and Kai Kai.
这是Jia Jia。
I have no idea what happened to the two officers whom resulted us in losing that wonderful building.
我确实不知道，不清楚到底最后那个处理我们这个建筑物的两个政府官员最后是怎么样子，使到我们失去那栋楼。
Which I believe now the building is worth millions of dollars.
如果还在的话，那栋楼呢会值得非常昂贵的的价钱。
But I know and believe that God is in charge.
我相信神继续保守着我们。
Justice is in His hands.
公义和审判在他神手上。
But it is not His intent for vengeance.
但是他的目的不是为了报复。
Jesus demonstrated grace and love at the cross.
耶稣在十字架上呢，展现了他的恩典和慈爱。
Forgiving all who abused Him.
他饶恕那些虐待他的人。
May the grace and love of Jesus fill our heart.
让神的爱和他的怜悯呢，和他的恩典来充满我们的心。
Let us hand all injustice and grievances to Jesus, the one who judges justly.
让我们把我们所有的怨气和冤屈呢，交给上帝耶稣。
And forgive the way Jesus would.
让饶恕他人呢，犹如耶稣饶恕我们一般。
Amen.
Amen.
And God bless you.